Blog Talk Radio.
Got to be seen, green. I love that intro. All right, we're back up. Excuse me. We're back at it. I'm back up. I feel like Spider-Man. You ever seen the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? And the whole thing with didn't matter. Whichever Spider-Man or Spider-Girl or Spider-Pig or Spider-Person it was, they get knocked down and get back up, right? We're back up again. 2000 hours, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Welcome back. Good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, depending on what part of the world you are listening. We're back at part two, episode number three. Thoughts at the Greenhouse Effect Radio Show, July 23rd, 2020. So, excuse me. I should have got some line because while we were off the air, I was a little upset and kind of overextended my voice as I'm shaking my hands to the gods and cursing at the world for, you know, fire and brimstone that's come down and interfered with my show. But, I've got to check something. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we may have a round three. Unfortunately, we're back on the air, but currently, for those that are listening online, I'm going to lose you in 12 minutes. Oh, technology is awesome when it works and when it's in sync. But let's keep it going for a minute. We're rolling and let's keep it going. So we were talking about the apology. We were talking about the power of words. So what's going on? What the heck is Will Green talking about? What is the purpose of the show, this topic? What the heck is he getting to? You know, before we got cut off, I was saying that this is a complexity of dynamics, if you will. The apology, and let alone words. So the purpose of last week was my nerve was triggered. I had a trigger about the sincerity that we offer when it comes to an apology. And in looking at last week's show and preparing, it caused me to kind of have these personal discussions with myself. Those hard to ask questions. Again, we talk about those lessons, you know, I'm looking at the man. Okay, ooh, that was terrible. But, you know, the Michael Jackson Man in the Mirror song, that was terrible. I would never do that again, guys. I'm so sorry. So, in looking at that, it forced me to identify and have some truths about what does that mean to me? What does an apology mean to me? And I use the analogy. I use the analogy of the napkin, and how simple the napkin is, and how easy the napkin is accessible, and how quickly it's thrown away. And it seems like nowadays, an apology is the same thing. It's there, it's used, and it's gone again. And in this time, in this era that we're in or what we're coming into, I think now more than ever, we need to be mindful of what it is that we're doing, the things that we say and how we're saying these things to other people. And, you know, I say it before, I say it again, I've said it 5 years ago, and I am not claiming to be perfect. I am not claiming to be know-it-alls and stuff like that. You know, I don't even think Jesus is perfect. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? there's a lot of self-reflection that's involved with this episode. So at times I may seem distracted, if you will, but I'm not. So anyway, I wanted to jump on real quick about the apology before we have to transition again in another 10 minutes. And I'm so sorry about that. It is a true, you know, my apology. Let me say this. I'm apologizing to you, the audience, the listeners, for the slight, for the inconvenience of having to lose the connection again and having to come back. I know that in this time of not knowing where we are and how things are going, it's good to have consistency. And I think consistency is key. So that is my apology for what's going to happen in the next 8 minutes. But we're talking about the apology and where does it come from and why is it necessary? We're going to come back one more time with that, just very briefly, and I hope I don't go too quickly or too fast with it. But let's look at the apology, and it's a statement with it's two key elements. You know, it shows your remorse for your actions, and it acknowledges the hurt that your actions have caused someone else. Right? Okay. Why should we even apologize? Because it opens dialogue between you and the other person. And your willingness to admit your mistakes can give the other person the opportunity, if you will, to communicate back with you. You know, when you apologize, it also it's an acknowledgement, if you will, that you did engage in an unacceptable behavior. But it helps to rebuild trust and reestablishes your relationship with the other person, hopefully. And it gives you a chance to discuss what isn't acceptable. You open the pathway for dialogue, right? I mean, again, in this time, whatever this time is, this COVID-19 pandemic 2020, you dig? Whatever that is, how do we continue to communicate? You know, do we continue to communicate with videos and text messaging and remote learning programming and things like that? Social media comments, where we lose context all the time, right? But I don't want to, excuse me, I want to make sure I stay on focus here, on the path here for the next 7 minutes. So I just, you know, like I said, wanted to just talk about looking at last week's show and what we were talking about with the apology and those hard discussions that you have with yourself. But with that apology are words. And before we got cut off, we talked about how words that come out of our mouth, what you're hearing right now in your ears when we go back and forth with each other, just like music, vibrations and sounds, right? And I posed a question before we got cut off. I was asking, can thoughts become reality? The things that we think about, a lot of times, again, in this time when our creativity energy is flowing, we have a lot more ideas and things that we want to implement. You know, how do our thoughts become reality? They come reality by our words, right? So the point of this discussion and what I just wanted to touch on, and just making sure August is coming up, and I'm going to talk about August in a minute. But I wanted to use this platform to talk about our health, our mental health, our physical health, and just to be mindful of where we are. And really, I expect you to be mindful of where you are, because really only you can acknowledge that. But in this new era of virtual learning and video conferencing, less person-to-person interaction, I think even more than ever, we need to be mindful of how we communicate with each other, how we should pick better words that we use. if we're going to communicate more through text messaging and commenting and postings and pictures, we need to be aware of the words that we use, because it is the same thing as the things that come out of your mouth. Got about 5 minutes left. And those that are, man, I cannot do this. So those that are just coming in, we've reset the show again. This is round two. I'm calling it round two, but we're going to have to go to a round three in the next 4 minutes. The time wasn't reset for 9 o'clock. It just gave a default 15 minutes. So unfortunately, we'll have to restart the show again. I do apologize. I don't know if there's any way to change that. So we could go to a caller real quick. We might as well, in case I lose you. I want to make sure we get something right down. So we got about 3 minutes left, caller, for area code 469. Let's just go ahead and jump in real quick while I got you. Oh, everybody's pressing one right now. Hey, good evening. Welcome to the fiasco. You are live. How you doing tonight? Area code 469.
Can you hear me?
There he is. Hey, what's happening?
Can you hear me now?
Oh. Yep.
Okay. I was a tangled mess. What's happening, man? I hope you don't mind me saying this, but better thee than me.
It's quite a journey.
I'm with you all the way, man. I'm so proud of you, man. You know, I'd be on the ledge right now. I know you got. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No. Go ahead. We got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah. Well, I won't take all two. You know. I just want to let you know I'm out here, man. Not on the ledge. I'm out here with you, man. I'm learning a lot from listening and watching you, listening to you and watching what you're doing in plowing on through, man. That right on, you know. Right on, man. Right on. So I'll save my commentary, but I just have one quick thing I'm gonna say that I'm tending to disagree with you about one thing, and it's just where I am with it, you know. I feel that Jesus was perfect.
That's all right. I don't mind that discussion. Amen.
And I only say that because I need Jesus to be perfect, man. I gotta have something to shoot at, man. You know, there's too many. Yeah. So that's all. I'm just holding on to that one thing, man. But I'll see you on the other side.
See you on the other side. Yes, sir. Right on. All right. Cousin, I'm just going to bring you in real quick. It's about a minute left.
You got it.
So he's just going to flip it again. And I'm going to come back live in just a second. But I saw you're in there. I just wanted to acknowledge you and thank you for, you know, sticking through with me, you know, and supporting me. Yeah, pretty much.
Amen. Amen. Right on, cuz though. Way to handle the ebbs and flows, man. Your management, I mean, bro, like you should be you should be a coach, man. You know how to handle, especially NFL coaches in overtime. You know how to handle the adversity, man. I appreciate that. And let me second your pop's notion. My man, he's, you know, he perfect, man. I like it, man. But when y'all get down to it, yeah, thoughts, reality becoming words, man. I really want to get into that, so I look forward to the remaining of your show. And yeah, man, I love how y'all bring that in, man. See you on the other side. I like how that rolls. See you on the other side, brother.
All right. Amen. See you in a bit. All right. So those that are, you guys that are listening right now, we're just going to, I'm going to end the episode again, and then I'm going to restart it. So I will let you all know, or you can come back to the same phone number in, I'll say about 3 minutes. Yeah, it should take about 3 minutes, okay? All right. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate y'all. Love y'all all. Everybody, thank you. All right. See you in a bit.